You know, have fun and enjoy the fruit of your labor. And at the same time, here's a vital opportunity where you can help to build a community with, you just said, your time, talent, and your treasure.
Welcome to Be a Baller Podcast, where we discuss how to build a lifelong legacy. I'm your host, Coach Tim Brown. Today, we'll be talking about building a legacy and serving the community with our special guest, Toastmasters of Columbus Sergeant-at-Arms Lamar King. Today on the show, Lamar will share his commitment to helping young people and young adults increase their self-esteem and be prepared for a brighter future. Lamar, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Coach. I appreciate that.
Oh, man, this is good, man. I've been waiting for us to get back together.
Yes, sir.
You know, so we can do this. You know, as I was talking to people about you, the word is that you were a pretty good basketball player at the powerhouse Lyndon McKinley High School. Can you talk about that experience? And you were a point guard.
Absolutely. Well, Coach is otherwise known as Lyndon McKinley, home of Positive Panther Pride.
All right.
A graduate class of 2003. Mm. And back in those days, I had a mix of nicknames of Speedy and Crackers.
Come on, man.
Speedy and Crackers. You know, Speedy I got from playing on the court, just taking a ball from people. So they start calling me Speedy Gonzalez every time I would step on the court.
Wow.
And then Crackers, because the last name used to be Graham. So that just became my name on the basketball court. But definitely love playing point guard, shooting guard there at Lyndon McKinley.
Wow. Let's talk a little bit about that experience at Lyndon off the court. Mm. I know there's some great things happening over there. You know, we know about the basketball powerhouse during them days.
Yeah.
But let's talk about off the court in the classroom and just the whole culture of Lyndon McKinley High School.
Wow, that's a great question. I am so grateful to have had the opportunity to go through Lyndon to shape me into being the man that I am right now. We had a great male presence and role models during those years. Mm. All the way from our principal to the police officers that were there, to the teachers, to janitorial, there was a huge male presence that really helped shape me to be, again, this man that I am.
You know, your childhood, you grew up in the foster care system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you share a little bit about that experience and how that helped you today?
Yes, sir. Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's never easy being away from your family. Mm. It's never easy going through a situation like being in a foster care system where you'll be disconnected from them. So during those times, it was very challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Being disconnected from my mom, being disconnected from my aunts, my cousins. And at the same time, it was what I know what God had in store for me. For me to actually go through the foster care system. Mm-hmm. Because while that was tough, while that was challenging, I look at the situation now where I get paid to share my story from being in the foster care system.
Mm-hmm.
So I can look at it and say, what was meant for evil, God turned it around for good. So now I can look at it and hone my craft with speaking and sharing my story, but also everyone that's a part of my story, I love still. There's no bitterness. There's no unforgiveness. Mm. And I understand that all of that has helped me and shaped me to be and work and operate in this field of speaking and training and consulting.
Hey there, Clark Kellogg here. Building a legacy usually involves meeting the unique needs of others and being part of something bigger than yourself. That's why I love First Merchants Bank. First Merchants believes that helping communities prosper means more than just providing banking services. It means offering accessible financial education, expanded access to home ownership, and partnerships with local nonprofits to help raise up neighborhoods and lift families out of financial hardship. For resources and tools available to you, visit www.firstmerchants.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You know, as this show is being aired, there may be someone listening who has been through the system or maybe even in the system, and a parent. What word of encouragement would you give them?
That's a great question. The word of encouragement that I would give them is to trust the process. I'll tell you, and as I say that, I think about my own life, and I think about me trusting the process was totally out of just out of range or out of character for what I could see what was possible for me. And for me, trusting the process looks like controlling everything that I can control and leaving everything else to God. I couldn't control not being in my home with my biological family. I had no control over that. So my word of encouragement would be to trust the process as to where God has you and allow your life to grow as a result of it.
I know you're a strong man of faith, especially during those times. Can you talk about how your faith has guided you through those situations?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. You know, I would say my faith, what God has helped me to understand is that he's always with me. Even in those moments, even in those times for being with family to being away from family, he's encouraged me to know, like, listen, I've always been with you, whatever that situation was, and I will always be with you. So that for me is the encouragement to know, no matter whatever situation I'm in, he's right beside me. He's right on the inside of me, guiding me along that path.
And we know how true God's word is when it says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. So whatever situation we're in, we know that God is there with us.
Absolutely.
You know, he will definitely see us through. Higher education has always been important to you. You also had an experience of working for AmeriCorps.
I did.
Can you speak to that for us, how that worked for you?
I love the AmeriCorps coach. It was a great way for me to understand how I can contribute to my community. My first opportunity that I took on was working as a middle school college advisor with a program called I Know I Can. And it was a great way for me to be able to be in this particular program at I Know I Can because I was a recipient of funds from I Know I Can.
Wow.
So it was my way of giving back to the community. I love being able to build relationships with the eighth graders and encouraging them to go to college and complete college and sharing my personal journey from going to college and completing college. To next, I worked another opportunity as a volunteer mobilizer. So basically what I did was just create volunteering opportunities. And I absolutely love being able to come alongside nonprofit organizations and helping them get their needs met. Maybe you had an organization who had needs for gardening or trash pickup or mentoring or working in a food facility or a food pantry. I love being able to cultivate and build relationships with these organizations to help them have volunteers that can come in and assist them.
Yeah, you work in the community and with numerous nonprofits. Why is that? Why was that so important to you?
You know, we know the scripture, it says, to whom much is given, much is required. I can't even count how many people that have supported me along the way. And I know that being nonprofit organizations included. So I know for me, it was vitally important to be able to give back and contribute my skills, the things that I've been given to other nonprofit organizations to help and produce other healthy community members.
Yeah, as we look at the landscape in this city and in this country, how important the need is for nonprofits and just to support nonprofits.
Yeah.
So can you talk to the audience, why should we support nonprofits and the work that they're doing?
Yeah, well, first off, nonprofits is always in need of people, talents that can help them to be established to, because you, a lot of times, and it's not true for all nonprofits, but a lot of times they don't have the financial resources or they don't have the people or people power to be able to do the things that they need to do. So it's vitally important for organizations, for people to get involved with nonprofits to help continue to propel them forward. because there's a lot of wonderful missions, and particularly in this city, there's a lot of wonderful nonprofit organizations, and they can always use those expertise, you know, to be able to help them to succeed in their mission.
I'm glad you said that about that expertise, because a lot of times we think about nonprofits, we look at them always asking for money.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Support. But the reality is that it's time is just as important to give to that, and talent,
right,
as well as treasure.
Right.
But that time, talent, and treasure are always needed. And all of us have an expertise in some area. We can just give our time to share, be it mentoring, be it sharing our life experiences, and just being willing to give some time to an organization to help them further their work in the community.
Can I say something about
that? Yes, go ahead.
Because when I was a volunteer mobilizer, one of the things that I was learning through my time there is that a huge untapped market are people who are retired. You think about folks who have 30 plus years of experience in marketing, fundraising, all kind of different fields. The talents that they could lend to a nonprofit organization is really genius for both, because you're being able to find purpose and passion and not sitting at home with a remote in your hand, traveling,
and do all those things,
you know, have fun and enjoy the fruit of your labor. And at the same time, here's a vital opportunity where you can help to build a community with, you just said, your time, talent, and your treasure.
That's good. As you were saying that, I was thinking about this Be a Baller podcast. We have what we call a wisdom pledge. You know, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and all those guys, they have a giving pledge. They don't give away all their money. But we have what we call our wisdom pledge. And the wisdom pledge is this, that as we're talking now, is to give away all our wisdom. Because we know you can't take that with you.
There's
so much wisdom that persons have. And so, but the key to that is being intentional.
Yeah.
About giving away our wisdom. And in that intentionality is every conversation that you have with somebody, sharing some wisdom. Just being intentional about sharing that wisdom with them.
That's a great challenge.
That's right on point. That's a challenge to persons. You know, speaking of that, you got involved in Toastmasters, which is a great organization helping to expose young people to public speaking and that type of thing. What was the moment that inspired you to get involved with Toastmasters?
Yes, it was a mentor. You speak of someone who has a wealth of wisdom, and Ruel Barksdale over at Columbus State Community College. And I remember I went into his office. I had this desire to be a speaker, and I'm talking to him. I'm like, you know, Mr. Barksdale, do speakers make any money? And he says, do they? And he pulls up a list of speakers who are making money, and top of that list was Les Brown.
Wow.
And he said, you know, Les Brown got his start in Toastmasters. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay. Right.
So that what was the encouragement for me to go over and get signed up over at Midday Toastmasters over at Franklin University back in 2012, and never look back all from all those years to where I am right now. And I can look at my life and say how in those moments when I was serious about Toastmasters and when I wasn't serious about Toastmasters, and I can see that when I got into the process of really engaging within Toastmasters, that there's a lot to offer. More than just public speaking, leadership, communication, being a better family man, being a better community man, being able an overall person overall. So I really value and treasure the experience from being a Toastmaster.
The team at the Financial Solutions Network is proud to partner with Tim Brown and bring you this episode of Be a Baller. Our mission is to share generously of our time, talent, and financial resources to help our clients develop financial plans and wealth management strategies that allow them to live the lives they imagine while connecting them with experiences and people that enhance their quality of life. FCA is one of those organizations by helping young men and women through the development of their personal faith. The Financial Solutions Network is an independently owned and managed wealth advisory firm based in Worthington, Ohio. we are a multi-generational professional team of advisors with a combined 83 years of experience teaching and managing financial strategies for individuals, families, businesses, and institutions. We would be honored to help you plan your financial journey. Contact us at 614-505-3025 or visit our website at tfsn.net.
You know, for the audience who may not know about Toastmasters, could you talk to the audience about the goal, purpose, and what Toastmasters is?
Yeah, the slogan or the tagline for Toastmasters is "Where leaders are made." Mm. It's an international organization that spans all across the world. And what it is a space and opportunity for you to be able, what I like to say is practice. Mm-hmm. You get to practice your public speaking. You get to practice your leadership. You get to practice your random speaking, something we call table topics. So there's a whole format to the whole meeting that takes place. Usually it's about an hour to an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And it's a structured meeting that gives people an opportunity to be able to work on skills that they can develop for their workplace, for promotions. And it's a skill that they can develop wherever they may be in the community to continue to develop their leadership skills. So
I know you've been involved in several positions in leadership with Toastmasters in Columbus. What is it about Toastmasters that draws people to get involved? What's the draw?
You know, I think Coach, what it is people, they want to better themselves. Mm. And at the same time, is there a community where they can fail and still grow at the same time? Toastmasters is a place where you can fail your way forward. Mm-hmm. You can fumble over your words, stumble over different things as you're growing, as you're learning. And it's a very welcoming environment. Mm-hmm. It welcomes that. Mm-hmm. Like, we want you to. Like, you perfectly okay to make a mistake, fumble over words, whatever that may be. So I feel people feel that camaraderie amongst each other as they're being a part of Toastmasters.
You know, this is a legacy podcast. You know, as we talk about that word legacy, what does that word mean to you? And how are you building a lifelong legacy?
Yeah, for me, legacy is how I will be remembered. When it is said about who I was while I was here on earth, I want it to be said that I was a God-fearing man who loved his family, mm-hmm. and his family loved him. And for me, that is legacy, that people can look at my life and how I led my life and be encouraged. While I may not be here, the legacy of who I was still is a residue.
You know, from talking to people about you, they describe you as a calm young man, a polished guy who's committed, who's honest, you know, dependable, all these great accolades that they share about you. How would you, Lamar King, describe yourself?
Yeah, for me, I would say that I am a deep thinker. Mm. I would say that I am a loving man, a caring man, and a man who is willing to serve. And yes, there is these thoughts that I am serious. I am serious. Yeah, yeah. And at the same time, I do enjoy laughing and having a good time as well.
Yeah, we asked your wife about that. She just kind of chuckled.
Yeah.
She said, there is a side that we don't see.
Yeah.
But no, that's awesome.
Yeah.
As we kind of come around the corner, can you issue a challenge to the importance of getting involved in Toastmasters and the benefits of being involved and how people can get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you simply went on to your local search engine and typed in Toastmasters, you can find a club in any city that you may be living in. So there's opportunities throughout the whatever city to be able to find out how to get involved in. And my challenge would be, if you want to become a better person and you've looked at yourself and you said you're no longer going to allow fear mm-hmm. to hold you back, and you told yourself that I am now going to jump into practices, things that's going to encourage me to become a better speaker, to become a better leader, again, become a better person overall, then Toastmasters is the best place to play. Mm. It's very inexpensive. The opportunities you can have for leadership. I am an area director. Mm. I oversee 4 different clubs. I am the communications for a chair for the upcoming conference that we have coming in April. You can find out about that on website. If you go in and type D40 Toastmasters annual conference, you'll see we're going to be in Dayton, Ohio, April 26th through the 28th. There are a lot of benefits mm-hmm. that helps you to propel to get that promotion, because now you've been in your practice. So when those promotions come, opportunities come, they're going to call on you, because you have been the one that's been actively, intentionally working on yourself.
Wow. I want to thank you, Lamar, for being a honest man, you know, and being able to share your story. A lot of times we go through things, we don't want anybody to know what we've really gone through. Mm. I'm sure in that time at Linda McKinley, you know, might have been low, you know. But the blessing is that how God uses all those things, mm-hmm. like you said, for his glory. Mm-hmm. His glory. And I want to thank you for always acknowledging God in all this.
You're welcome.
You know, knowing that if not had been for him, you know, brought you through, and now you're able to share that with somebody else. Mm-hmm. And lastly, I want to thank you for your confidence. You know, that I think it's important that young men, particularly young men of color, see other young men who are confident in themselves.
Yeah.
And who they are. Mm-hmm. You're not worrying about what anybody else thinks or trying to be like anybody else, yeah. or just confident in their own skin. Mm-hmm. And I think young guys need to see that. And the blessing is, you saw that at Linda McKinley.
Oh, yeah.
You saw men who were men.
Yeah.
You know, unapologetically men. You know, mm-hmm. who would pat you on the back, encourage you, but also
punch you in the chest.
I ain't going to say that way. They don't do that.
They punch you in the chest over there, for sure.
But who would let you know that, hey, yeah. this is not the right way to go.
Right.
And we were challenged. Mm-hmm. We were challenged by them to be better, you know,
right.
to do better. And now because of that, we're able to challenge others, mm-hmm. you know, because we've seen excellence and mm-hmm. we know what that looks like. And so I want to thank you for that. This brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you to our special guest, Lamar King, for answering the call to build a legacy of encouraging the next generation to overcome life's challenges and become all that God has for them. I want to thank your audience for joining us during this enlightening and informative discussion on building a legacy in business and service to the community. Hope this episode was beneficial to you all. As always, thanks for listening to Be a Baller Podcast. Thanks again.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
If you enjoyed our show, please share this podcast with family and friends. Be a Baller Podcast is available on all major podcast stations. Be sure to come back next week as we continue to discuss on how to build a lifelong legacy. Until then, don't forget to be a baller. This podcast was created by Coach Tim Brown and produced and edited by the video production class of Worthington Christian High School.